This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. This week, a major contract was awarded for a big construction project. A construction consortium has won the bid to replace the Champlain Bridge in Montreal. That span is familiar to any Vermonter as the bridge that carries them from the highway across the St. Lawrence River and into the city. Montreal Gazette reporter Monique Muse has been following that story, and she joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Monique, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Hi.
So tell us about the winner of this contract. It's a consortium that won the bid?
That's right. So this is going to be done as a private, public-private partnership, a PPP project. We often see that when it's a major project like the building of a new hospital or a new bridge, any kind of infrastructure project tends to be this type of PPP project. So what you have is you have consortiums, which are groups of companies that come together with different specialties, and they put in a bid as a unit, as a consortium. In this case, there were three consortiums that bid on the Champlain project, and the winner was announced yesterday.
What about the public part of this? I mean, how much are folks going to be paying out of pocket for this in and around the city?
It's actually a very interesting question. We're not sure what the final tally is going to be for this very significant project. We do know that the cost of this project, which is going to be about five stages and it's going to take about 4 years to complete, is between $3 billion and $5 billion. Now, it's being done by the federal government, which means Canadian taxpayers across the country will be shouldering the financial burden here. But we don't have a firm number in terms of what the actual number is. We know it's between probably between $3 and $5 billion, but they haven't told us the precise estimated cost. We're hoping that that number will come out sometime in the next 2 months once they sign the final paperwork with the consortium.
Now, from your reporting on this, I've found out that the contractor also did a big hospital project at McGill University, and there was some intense scrutiny over that contract. Why is that?
Yeah, so one of the companies involved in this consortium that's won the Champlain Bridge contract is SNC-Lavalin. Now, that's a company that is very familiar to most Montrealers because of the super hospital contract. That contract was worth $1.3 billion, and it was awarded to, again, a consortium that included SNC-Lavalin back in 2010. Now, what happened over the course of the next couple of years is that there were allegations of bribery. There were suspicions, certainly, that the awarding of the contract hadn't been done appropriately and that there may have been some influence peddling and, as I said, bribery involved. Inevitably, when there are allegations like that, you have to have the police involved. And it did come to light that there were, in fact, quite a number of irregularities in terms of the awarding of the contract to SNC-Lavalin. So we saw several arrests made in connection with that scheme, and it's still before the courts. It's making its way through the courts. Now, SNC-Lavalin has also faced some pretty significant accusations of fraud in terms of its international dealings. This is an international engineering firm. It's a very large firm. So they're facing a relatively rare set of bribery and fraud charges. Again, that's all before the courts, and nothing has been proven. So technically, they are innocent until proven guilty.
Any chance, though, that the outcome of that court case could scuttle the project?
You know, that's something that's a very, again, a very interesting question. It's something that reporters were very adamant yesterday to find an answer to. Our federal infrastructure minister, Denis Lebel, was saying, you know, that there are elements in the contract that's going to be signed with this consortium that will touch directly on what can be done if and when any company involved in the consortium is found guilty of a criminal offense. Now, he wouldn't be more specific than that, and he did sort of indicate that just because they're found guilty of something doesn't mean they would automatically lose their part of the contract. So it'll be interesting to see sort of in the coming months what exactly those steps are in terms of what can be done if and when we do see a guilty verdict against SNC-Lavalin.
Now, one of the nice things for Vermonters who like to travel to Montreal is that right now, currently, there are no tolls on the Champlain Bridge. That's going to change, I understand, when construction is complete. Why is that, and how much can people expect to pay when they go across in the future?
Well, this is something that the government, the federal government, has been very clear about since the very beginning of when this project was first announced. They've always said that there would be a toll. And, of course, that's quite controversial, not only here, but as you mentioned, for anybody who uses the Champlain on a regular basis. There are several other bridges that connect Montreal to the surrounding mainland. And, of course, you can certainly use any of those spans, perhaps without a toll and continuing without a toll in the coming years. But the Champlain will have a toll. Now, what we're being told is that the amount that people will pay, the commuters will pay for each trip, won't be announced until several months, perhaps only 3 or 4 months before the bridge opens. Again, that's a very controversial idea because people are trying to budget and they're trying to determine how feasible it will be for them to use the bridge on a daily or weekly basis. For people coming in from the States, again, it's important for them to know if they're going to make a decision in terms of which bridge to use. The Champlain will certainly be very new and fancy, and they'll be, you know, much safer, I think, than the current Champlain Bridge, but we will have a toll. We're hoping that, you know, at some point in the next couple of years before the bridge is complete, we do get a firm answer on that because it is important for the public.
You just touched on it. Is that the main reason for this project, the safety of the bridge? Is it just too old? Is that why it's being replaced?
Yeah, the Champlain Bridge has been, I wouldn't say it was the most securely built bridge to begin with. Montreal has a history of corruption and collusion, unfortunately, and the bridge, although it has lived out its lifespan, it's crumbling. And I mean, I'm not going to say that it's unsafe because there have been many, many inspections on this bridge, and we're continuously told that it is safe to cross and that it will be continue to be safe to cross until the new span opens. So I don't want to give your listeners the impression that it's not safe, but it is aging. It is time to replace it. Perhaps we were a little bit behind schedule even replacing it, so it is time for this to happen, and the government is fast-tracking this now. The new bridge is scheduled to be open in December of 2018.
When is the construction expected to start?
The construction is expected to start this summer in a series of 5 steps. The first of those steps will begin this summer, and as I said, the span, the actual bridge, is expected to be completed in 2018.
Monique Muse is a reporter for the Montreal Gazette. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.